right now, though, we want to talk about the fact that Bendigo Health is hosting a Loddon Mallee COVID-19 vaccination community forum being held next Monday at 6 p.m. Dan Sheard is the Regional Vaccination Program Manager, and he joins us on the show this morning. Dan, good morning to you.
Good day, Rob and Steve. How are you both?
Very well.
Good morning. This is going to be even more important now with news of new cases in Victoria. Was the sort of information lagging a bit? Was it the need for the forum?
No, look, we've actually deliberately delayed the timing of the forum. The vaccination's been open to such a small cross-section of the community up until now. So we feel the time is right with the classifications opening and more people being eligible to receive a vaccine. We feel now's the time to get in and get the information out there.
So you've got a forum sort of for the Loddon Mallee area, but you're doing it across screens as well, are you, to get to a wider audience?
Yes. This is going to be live streamed in venues in Mildura, Echuca and Swan Hill.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. So what sort of things will you be bringing up?
So we're going to have the Dr. Andrew Marnie, who's the clinical director of the local public health unit and is one of Bendigo Health's infectious disease physicians. He's going to be talking about both the vaccines that are currently on offer. Andrew's got an absolute wealth of knowledge in relation to vaccines and immunology and all of those sorts of things. Now, and also the other Andrew Gay, he's the nurse unit manager of a vaccination clinic here in Bendigo, and he's going to talk to people about how you get vaccinated and what the process here at Bendigo Health and what the process is across the region, and including sort of how to navigate our high-volume clinic here in Bendigo.
Some of the information that's been coming out of various areas to a lot of people is confusing, and I guess that's the reason behind these. You know, some saying, well, you can get the first vaccine now, but if you want to wait till October, you can. But, you know, so it's good to sort of have clarity. I think that's what people worry most about, don't they, if they're just not sure what's going on.
Yeah, exactly right. And just on back to the forum, we've got a rep from the Department of Health who's going to live stream in as well to give an update to the vaccination program. So we're sort of really want to get as much information and from all possible angles of the vaccine, including the state rollout, just to give people the information, because that's the biggest hurdle to people getting vaccinated is knowledge. And you can read all sorts of stuff online, but it's actually you'll actually be talking directly to the experts and be able to ask questions on the night. You can submit a question when you register. Look, and we think that that's a really sound way of going about it.
Why have you picked this particular area? Is there a sort of a gap in the information in that area?
No. This is the Loddon Mallee region is our catchment. We cover about a quarter of the state as part of our catchment and work in collaboration with a number of health services in our region. As far as location wise, we've decided that, obviously we want the information getting out in our region and we want it out from our local experts so people actually, can come into Bendigo Health and they can actually physically eyeball these people. So they're real people giving real information.
So how do people go about getting involved, popping along, that sort of thing?
So if they head to the Bendigo Health website, there's links on there to register for the forum. When you're registering, you can register to attend any site as well as live stream it. You can also ask questions in there when you register. Obviously, with COVID regulations, and we need to be able to register people for contact tracing and whatnot afterwards. So we'd really appreciate people registering on the night. And it's going to be held at the La Trobe University, Bendigo, from 6 p.m. on Monday, the 31st of May.
And how are things going at the community vaccination, just quickly?
Yeah, look, it's actually had our first open day in the large vaccination centre yesterday. We treated 395 people, which is for day one. It was great. We had a couple of little bottlenecks first thing. Everyone wants to get vaccinated first thing in the morning. My recommendation is if you spread it out during the day, after lunchtime is actually a bit of a quieter time, so you can avoid those bottlenecks and wait. You can also book to come in. You don't just have to walk up, so you can book through the state's coronavirus hotline. We were very, very happy with the opening day. We'll iron out a few little bugs and, keep on moving.
Good on you. Fantastic. Well, listen, good luck with it, Dan. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
All the very best, Dan Sheard there from the Regional Vaccination Program Manager from Bendigo Health.